Editor's note. Each week in this space we compile the most widely read stories from the past week. Local Amnesty Group invites letter writers to help free prisoners. Amnesty drafts letters to authorities unjustly detaining people, and letters to the person unjustly detained or their family members. The group will meet at the community center to sign letters Tuesday, and could use some help. Read about how easy it is to get involved. Sing along warmed hearts despite freezing temperature. Cold afternoon didn't stop the crowd at the Wayside Chapel from enjoying the carol sing, led by Diane Tickner and Rick Mellon. Read about it here. Council determined to make up time on long-awaited official plan approvals. An updated official plan was completed and approved by the previous council, but not by the region. Councillors plan to have town approval on more revisions by October. Read the details here. A Christmas Carol takes a local slant in Foster Festival presentation. Actor and playwright Jamie Williams has added William Hamilton Merritt, his wife Catherine, and other local and Canadian references to the well-known Dickens story. Read Mike Balsam's review here. Tractor Parade continues to grow. The popular parade has become a fundraiser for the Terry Fox Foundation, and will have so many entries this year some road closures along the route will be necessary. Learn the details here. Kindergarten students present alphabet fashion show. On Thursday morning, St. David's Public School kindergarten students entertained parents, guardians, and families with their rendition of the alphabet song and an alphabet-related fashion show, complete with red carpet. See the photo gallery here. Niagara Region still mum on how many Upper Canada Lodge residents are moving to Fort Erie. Residents will move into the new $85 million, 160-bed long-term care facility Gilmore Lodge December 18. Some will move from Upper Canada Lodge the day Gilmore opens, but the region isn't saying how many residents are left in UCL or how many are headed to Fort Erie. Read details here.